Senator Kennedy's funeral mass is soon to begin in Boston at the Basilica of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. The family will be joined by the current president, three former presidents, more than half the Senate, more than 1,000 other people. After the funeral, his remains will be flown to Washington, D.C., where the casket will make one last stop on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. This week, we've heard some of the big moments in Senator Kennedy's career, speech at the 1980 Democratic Convention, the eulogies he delivered for his brother, Bobby Kennedy, his mother, Rose, and his nephew, John F. Kennedy, Jr. But Edward Kennedy was a man of the U.S. Senate, and that's where the absence of his voice may be most conspicuous for most of us, that great Boston voice, so much imitated, pealing and booming across the chamber, often for bills to support the poor and afflicted. That's where we're going to end this hour today. Senator Edward Kennedy, speaking in January of 2007, calling on his colleagues to increase the minimum wage.
We're going to continue to battle on. We want to give the assurances to those that are looking to us to represent them, to speak for them in the United States Senate. We will speak for them. We will stand for them. They should know that we are on their side, and we don't intend to fail. Mr. President, I yield the floor.
You can hear live coverage of the funeral mass for Senator Edward Kennedy today on our website at npr.org, where you'll also find more stories about his life and his legacy. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.